I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's happening, Mr. Tess?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I heard that we don't have Dave this morning. What happened? He's working on something special?
Dave's eating a pie or something. I don't know what he's doing.
He's not a cake guy?
He's not a cake guy. He's a pie guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But how you been?
Things are good. Things are really busy.
Good.
I wish I could tell anyone about any of those things that I'm working on, but I can't. Super secret, but it's fun times.
Hey, I DJed a wedding this past Saturday with Metalachi.
You did? Metalachi.
It was one of the most insane weddings I've ever DJed.
So for those who don't know, Metalachi is a mariachi metal band, right?
And they do covers
like Metallica.
Metal covers like Ozzy Osbourne, Crazy Train, but in the style of mariachi music.
Yeah.
And they're super funny and dirty, and this bride and groom were super chill K-Rock fans. That's why they hired me. You know, they love Kevin and Bean. And I'm not kidding you. I was like a rock star. It felt pretty good because I emceed the entire event.
As soon as I announced,
hey, this is DJ Omar Khan from the world famous K-Rock, Kevin and Bean. I mean, it was very, very different. You know,
okay.
Like at a wedding, you know, I was like, I don't get applause. You know, for they're like, who's this D-bag DJ? You know, usually, you know what I mean?
But so yeah, were you more popular than Metalachi?
No.
Well, okay.
Maybe. But, you know, I introduced them and they played two different sets. They played like for an hour first, and it was funny because the waiters and waitresses, they were able to get out the salads, but everybody was on the dance floor, and I mean, people were drinking, loving Metalachi.
Tell me a food fight erupted in a wedding.
No, but they couldn't serve the main course.
Oh, no way!
There's no room.
Was there moshing?
There was people everywhere. No, but there was like hardcore dancing, and so... A lot of
banging of heads.
A lot of head banging. And then the head waiter came to me and he's like, dude, can we get people to sit down? I'm like, you want me to hop on the microphone and ask everybody to sit down while Metalachi's playing like Enter Sandman? I'm like, that's not going to happen. So we have to go to the bride and groom and I'm like, hey, you guys need to sit down because, you know, the food's getting cold.
Yeah.
So then, you know, Metalachi takes about a 10-minute break and then they serve the food out. And then Metalachi comes back on.
While people are eating.
And once again, packed dance floor. Yeah, it was crazy. So people must have ate really quick, but it was. And then I go on, and people were just having a good time. My set was about an hour and a half, and it was the craziest / funnest wedding I've
ever
done.
I need to start crashing your weddings.
It was cool.
It was super cool.
It was super cool. So
free drinks, free food, and I get to listen to Omar spin.
It was awesome. It was good time. So that was my Friday night, and the other cool thing, and then I also had another gig. By the way, if you want to book me, you just go to djomarkhan.com, and then all my information is on there. And
or you email lightning@krock.com, and then I'll forward you to Omar.
There you go. Right? And he'll get a 10% cut. So I had another gig on Saturday, and that was a very low-key wedding, very different from my Friday wedding. But you know where I went on Sundays? I took the family to Santa's Village.
Oh, up at Big Bear.
It's Arrowhead,
yes.
I thought it was Big Bear, too.
Yeah, it's not that far up.
It's not that far up. It's
yeah,
really,
I heard
really
they
close.
Redid it, and it's pretty. Now, because it was just a junkyard for the last 10 years.
It was super janky, I guess.
Yeah.
And everything is super, super clean. The food's amazing.
What?
The vibe, it's not packed.
It wasn't that cheesy cardboard pizza you get in the cafeteria.
Dude,
and that stuff.
So my wife's a teacher, and she's part of this... like a program where it teaches kids business savvy. So they took a tour
what?
Up there. Yeah, they took a tour up there because there were the lesson for the semester was about businesses reinventing themselves. So
oh,
what a classic example.
Wow. Wait
yeah,
a minute.
Exactly.
How old are these kids in your wife's class?
They're all seniors, like 17 years old.
Oh, okay. I thought she was still doing like, you know, like little kids.
No. They're like 16, 17. And what a perfect example, you know, to show them this the business size of how they could reinvent themselves.
Because they have had like Armageddon-style movies up there at Santa's Village where they would look like, you know, a post-apocalyptic scenery. It was
yeah.
just where the Santa's all janky and the rides are dilapidated.
Now it's super clean. The food is awesome. They have alcohol at all the restaurants where you could drink. And what their major thing is that they don't have any like rides that are motorized. Everything is man-powered.
Oh.
So they have this like kind of a thing that you ride. It's a like a monorail.
Like a Skytram?
It's a bike. But it's a bike. So you bike on it. And you're going through the entire park, like all over it. And then they have this little trail for kids, and they're biking, you know, pedaling through the entire thing. They have archery. You could take archery. They have a zip line. They have mountain biking. I mean, it's all like active now. It's crazy. And but they have music pumped in through the entire thing. It's all active. And my girls, they love the ice skating. We ice skated for maybe an hour and a half. They didn't want to get off the ice.
So is it geared towards little kids, or is it geared towards like teens?
It's geared towards everybody.
It is.
Everybody, yeah. It's super chill. Laid back, and everything's brand new looking. They have fireplaces where like the restaurants are, and they have brand new like chairs where you could just lounge at.
Santa's Village coming up.
Dude, I was not expecting it at all. I was like, because my wife was like, oh, come on, you like it. And I was like, all right, you know, we're just looking for something to do because it was a 3-day weekend. And we went up there, had a blast. Stayed at the Lake Arrowhead Resort and Spa for a night, and then that was super chill. The kids had an amazing time. Yeah, so
there was no snow up there. What, there was
no
there.
Snow.
Right.
No, I was talking to a couple of the people from Santa's Village. Who's like, yeah, this year we've got like almost no snow. All the snow you see at Big Bear, almost all of it is all man-made.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but it was cool. It was good times.
I got to put that on not a bucket list, but on the weekend list.
Yeah, you don't even have to stay the night. It's from where I live in Rancho Cucamonga, it was only 45 minutes to get up there.
So you're like at the foothills there.
Exactly. Okay. I do live up there. Yeah, for
damn.
Sure. But it was cool. It was cool. It was fun.
All right, so Omar, you want to get into the show?
Let's hit it.
Come along now. Take a ride with the BT. Let's get together and take a look behind the scenes. Talking about Kevin and Bean. Come on, let's start the show. Everybody grab your Vaseline. The B-Team. Yeah. The B-Team. The B-Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B-Team. Baby.
That was funny. That was good times.
That was crazy. I think that's a good spot to end it.
I think so. Let's wrap up this episode of the B-Team. Yep, Omar at KRock.com, Lightning at KRock.com, DJ Sanchez at KRock.com, or call our Afro line, 323. Oh, you want to do it? Go ahead.
Sorry, my bad. We're not pros. 323-520-AFRO.
Boom.
The B-Team. Yeah. The B-Team. The B-Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B-Team. Baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.